من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين، واجعلني فيه من عبادك الصالحين القانتين، واجعلني فيه من أوليائك المقربين برأفتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Please say salawat all together. In today's dua that I've started with, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is fifth day of course, and the days are passing very quickly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make these days best days of life. اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين. Oh Allah, make us from those their istighfar has been accepted and their forgiveness has been accepted before you. We always do istighfar, but we do not know our status, istighfar is been accepted or not. Allah has forgiven us or he has not forgiven us. So now we are asking for result. We are not just asking for forgiveness, but we are asking that a forgiveness that is accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And today, on fifth day, we ask you that make us from those who are your good doer servants. عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, your servants, those who are good doers. القانتين, those who are always busy in their worships. وجعلني فيه من أوليائك المقربين. Allah, make us from those beloved people, those who are closest to you. The status has become so high that they have become مقربين. We make our intention of every practice, then when we start, we say قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ. So there is a point that when somebody becomes مُقَرَّب, there is a wish and desire that we would like to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is a result for that. A result of that, that one becomes مُقَرَّب towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِرَأْفَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That with your kindness, O Arham al-Rahimin. You know, we have many weaknesses in our practices, and when we seek istighfar, so it's not perfect istighfar. Our all du'as are not perfect. That is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should treat us with your kindness, with your ra'fat. Otherwise, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have treated us with his adl, we never ask بِعَدْلِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There is a difference between asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his ra'fat, with his rahmat, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his justice. We cannot stand in front of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we like to stand in front of the servants and the justice of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also difficult, brothers and sisters. Many people, when they used to go to Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, and face justice, it was difficult for them to just face that type of justice, that is justice of his servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to Jar Jurdak, he says that Ali is martyred of the justice. He was martyred because of his justice. So that means if we cannot stand in front of the justice of Amirul Mu'mineen, how that is possible we can stand in front of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why we always ask بِرَأْفَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah, treat us with your mercy, with your kindness. for the love of Imam Zainul Abidin, please say salawat. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. Today's subject is very important and it requires many sessions. And I would request mothers that if they can have sessions for their training, that would be perfect. Not only in just month of Ramadan, this month can actually remind us, bring us towards ourselves, and we can think what are our needs. Even if we explore our needs during this month, that is also sufficient. So today's subject is the role of a mother in the life of upbringing the child. And in the beginning, if I say that the most important role in this creation after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in upbringing the child is role of mother. That means mother plays a key role in developing the life of a child. Mother is a murabbi, Rabb or Rabiba after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Rabb. He also trains the people. But He has provided abilities to the mothers that they have to upbring their children. Most of the times, brothers and sisters, we think that our responsibility starts after a child is born, which is not correct. We have to correct our view. Let us think that where upbringing starts. What is the point of our starting point, or what is the point where we have to start our upbringing? When we look at ahadith and the verses of Quran, upbringing, it starts from the beginning when a female becomes pregnant. Then she becomes mother. So mother, she's not going to be mother when she has the delivery, but she's going to be mother when she is pregnant. Now her role starts. This is the point that her responsibilities are going to be started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse that I have started with has advised the people. So just a translation of that. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have advised to the mankind for their parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمَّهُ, that carries their mother. وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْن. Can you please say salawat, I think? Allah. She has some problem. Wahnan ala wahn. One difficulty after the other difficulty. Fisaluhu fi amain. That her separation from the child is after 2 years. Anishkur li wali walidayk. And you should be thankful and grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anishkur li, you should thank for me, wali walidayk, and at the same time for your parents. Ilayya al-masir, and you should all think that one day you are going to come back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaykum. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Please say salawat. So, sisters and brothers, because today my address is towards sisters first and then brothers. So I started with sisters and brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given very important position to the mothers. And this position, it comes after responsibilities. We have to see what are the responsibilities of a mother from the time when she becomes pregnant. In a hadith, there is reward being said when someone becomes pregnant. And maybe sometimes we feel that it's a difficult time, of course. There are many hardships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pointed out in this verse, wahanan ala wahan, that various types of the difficulties after difficulties that she faces, and no one else can realize, of course. Maybe people, they would not be able to understand. Only the person who faces those difficulties, that person can understand. But while she goes through those difficulties, what is her status? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward her? Is that practice that she's carrying a baby is being counted, is being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any special reward for that? Yes, there are plenty rewards for this female. She is carrying baby. It is said, إِذَا حَمَلَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ كَانَتْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الصَّائِمِ الْمُجَاهِدِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ. A female that carries the baby, a mother that became, and she is pregnant. While she is pregnant, she is considered as the person who is fasting. الصائم. Then al-mujahid. So there is a quality that is being said for mujahid, the person who is striving, but striving in the status of fasting. So there are both things we said. First, the person is fasting, and second, he is busy in the jihad as well. As-sa'im al-mujahid. And this jihad, binafsihi wa malih. Jihad is also with his soul and with their wealth. Two types of the jihad. Al-jihad bil-mal wal-jihad bil-nafs. Both types of the jihad are being counted. And jihad fi sabilillah. Al-mujahidu fi sabilillah. So you see how great is the status of this female. Then it's been said, فَإِذَا وَضَعَتْ كَانَ لَهَا أَجْرَ مَا لَا تَدْرِي. When she delivers the baby, at that time no one can count the reward of this action and this practice. So this difficulty is being counted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, it is really important that a mother has to start counting her time when she becomes pregnant. What she needs to look at that? What she needs to count? She needs to count what she eats, because now she is not only eating, but she is also feeding at the same time. Whatever she eats, it is going to be effective on the life of the baby. So her eating, it has to be counted down. There are various hadiths even that suggest what she needs to eat, what type of food she needs to eat. Islam is really a complete and comprehensive religion that gives the guidance time to time to the mother that what she needs to do. They have to read the literature. We need to read hadith of Aimma alayhi wasalam, traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. There are books like Tibbu Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and and Tibbu Nabi, some of the miracles that are miracle of Prophet, peace be upon him, miracle of Imam Sadiq. At least sometime we need to see. And I read some of the ahadith. For example, there are few types of foods that are effective on the akhlaq of the child. I just wanted to give this example that the Prophet has said, if a female, a mother, eats dates while she is pregnant, it is going to be effective on akhlaq and behavior of the child. So what is the relation between food and akhlaq? She's not acting. It's not being said, if she's going to have good akhlaq, then her baby is going to have good akhlaq. No, it's been said, if she eats dates, then it's going to be effective. That means sometime there are certain types of foods that can also be effective on our akhlaq and behavior, that can make changes in our life. So let's say if food can be effective on our akhlaq, how about akhlaq? How about our daily practices? How about if we are not completing our obligations while we are pregnant. While if a mother is pregnant, if during this, that time, if she's not practicing the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked, it is definitely going to be effective. Dates can be effective, akhlaq is going to be effective, food is going to be effective. So eating halal, it is responsibility of a mother. Completing the obligations, that is responsibility of a mother. So let me tell you some of the characters. For example, the personalities, those who became great scholars of the time, or those who have served in their life, what is the special thing their mother have done? It is said they tried to be in the state of wudu while they were pregnant. And when they wanted to feed the child at that time, they tried to keep themselves in the state of wudu. That provides an opportunity that a baby is going to born and grow up in a lab. That lab is purified. You know, we have status of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra as a mutahhara. As a mutahhara baby, a female that is mutahhara, a purified. Sa'adat of every male and female, and shakawat of every male and female starts from batn umme. That is hadith of Prophet. As-sa'idu sa'idun fi batn umme. Wa-shaqiyu shaqiyun fi batn umme. A fortunate person becomes fortunate in the stomach of mother, in the womb of mother. And a misfortune person is going to be developed in the womb of mother. So that means that is the point we need to really care about. We make our children sa'id. We make our children shaqi. A mother can make a child, a sa'id child, a best child, a loving child with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. A person who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is mother that develops while she is pregnant, until she becomes up to the point of delivery. So, dear sisters, that is one of the very important points that we need to see, that while we are pregnant, what we require to do, we need to read that. It is important. Now when a child takes place in this world and opens the eyes, the day first, there are various practices are being said through Islam. For example, the first food that is going to be given. So in a hadith even, the first food is being said. What type of food you are going to give to the baby when they are going to open their eyes? What is required? So let me read a hadith. Then I will go and continue. In hadith it's been said, حَنِّكُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِمَاءِ الْفُرَاتِ. That when you like to give the first food to the babies, give water from Furat. So we don't have it. If we don't have it, what we need to do? وَتُرْبَةٌ مِّن قَبْرِ الْحُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. As I've said yesterday, that if we like to incline our children, bring them closer to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, it's not the point when they become old, but that is the point when they start their life. At that time, their nature is just opening. They are opening their eyes in this world. And mother has to start feeding, not only her own breast food, but she has to start feeding Ma'ul Furat or Turbatul Qabr al-Hussein. That this baby, it starts the life with the love of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So time is running very quickly. And now when a baby starts the life, what type of food is good for the baby? Is it the food that is available outside, buying from the pharmacies, and cow food, or this different type of foods? What type of meal is good? What type of milk is required? When we look at the hadith, in hadith that has been described, our Aimma alayhi salam are atibba, They are best doctors of the world. They have provided all the prescriptions to people that what a mother she needs to do. It's been said, لَيْسَ لِلصَّبِيِّ لَبَنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن لَبَنِ أُمِّهِ. Today you go, and this is written after years of research, they say best of the milk is milk of the mother. This feeding, breastfeeding is best of feeding. But that has been said 1400 years before. Our Aima alayhi salam have placed the foundation for the mothers. You know, sometimes they think that we become weak, how that is possible if I'm going to feed the child. And even during the time of pregnancy, they have wrong concepts today. For example, a female likes to stay slim. She likes to stay skinny. She does not like to eat the food that is good for the babies. So because of those wrong concepts that West have brought in our life, we are actually giving birth of the children, those who are not healthy children. So we need to see what type of food is required while the female is pregnant. What type of environment is required for her. She needs to see that what environment she is bringing the child while he is being growing in his life. So there are a few responsibilities that I would just like go through, and then we will start our adhan. She needs to see what she's feeding.